In 2014, I went to Rome for the first time, and one of the places that most touched my heart was the Church of St. John Lateran. And what most attracted me to that church is this chair. St. John Lateran is the cathedral church of the city of Rome. And this is the cathedra, the bishop's chair. And because, of course, the Bishop of Rome is also the Pope, this is the chair of St. Peter. Of course, St. Peter's is a wonderful basilica, but it is not a cathedral. This is the cathedral church. And so whenever the Pope is here, he sits in this chair, and from here he presides at the Eucharist. From here he teaches authoritatively the fullness of the church's doctrine. And so on this day, the church does something it doesn't do any other day of the year. We celebrate a chair, which is a little weird when you sort of think about it at one level, celebrating a chair. Two other days of the year, we celebrate churches. On the 5th of August, we celebrate the Church of St. Mary Major, which is in Rome. And on the, I think it's the 13th of November, the Church of St. John Lateran. So there are two churches in one chair that are given particular focus in the life of the Roman Catholic Church. And so today, we have that most famous gospel from Matthew 16. And the particular reason why that passage is chosen today is because of Simon's profession of faith. You are the Christ, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. That is the seed of Catholic teaching. And from that essence, from that core, 2,000 years of the church's teaching and magisterial understanding of what it is to be Christians has been established. And so this chair helps us to understand that within the body of Christ, our Lord has left someone who is in charge, someone who has been entrusted with continually guiding and governing the universal church. There's another church in Rome. It's called St. Paul Outside the Walls. And in this church, you have these very small mosaics of every single pope, starting with Peter. And as you go around the basilica, you get to a mosaic over here, and it's Pope Francis, and the light is shining on him. This understanding that the church has continually been governed for 2,000 years. And of course, here in Calgary at St. Mary's Cathedral, there is another chair, another cathedra, where Bishop McGrattan exercises his teaching and governing and sanctifying authority in the life of the church. What a gift it is as Catholics to have someone who is in the driver's seat, someone who is, so to speak, guiding and governing the church. When we were in the Holy Land a few weeks back, we were in a bus that seats 60 people. And let me tell you, we had an amazing driver. Muhammad was in the most important seat of all. And because I was sitting right behind him, I could see absolutely everything he was doing as he was guiding this bus through the narrow streets of Jerusalem with all sorts of traffic, all sorts of aggressive drivers. And he kept his cool. And then when we were in Bethlehem, going up and down these narrow streets and guiding this bus as if it was a Volkswagen Beetle, it was just remarkable to see how he was able to do this. Similarly, the Pope and bishops, as the successors of the apostles, are to steer the church through the challenging streets of this world. They too are to exercise calm and skillful poise like Muhammad on those Holy Land roads. Peter describes what kind of driver's seat the Pope and bishops are to be in our first reading. Those who are driving the Catholic bus are first of all witnesses to Christ's sufferings. And that is such a big part of the experience of our present life. But they are also sharers in the future glory. Jesus is to fill the windshield, so to speak, of the Holy Father and of every pope and bishop who has ever been entrusted with that authority. And listen again to how St. Peter describes this. I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge, exercising the oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do it, not for sordid gain, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. Listen to a few of those words. Tend, oversight, willingly, exemplifying Christ-like love. These are the words that stand out. These are all expressions of reliable stability that is truly loving. There is to be no hint of using people for personal gain or using intimidation or coercion in how the Pope, the bishops are to relate to the beloved people of God. And I think it's providential that on the first day where the Pope and the bishops are gathered in Rome to talk about the ways in which the church has failed living out what St. Peter describes here, as they consider how we move forward in light of all of the sexual abuse that has happened in the church. Jesus is calling us back to a clearer understanding of what it means to live from this chair. But of course, it's not only this chair, it's not only the chair that the Bishop of Calgary sits in at the cathedral, but it is also this chair that I have been entrusted to at this time inhabit. And it's my prayer that more and more I will embody in my life the very character that St. Peter describes in that first letter, and that I will be inspired by Mohammed's skillful driving, that as he maneuvered our pilgrimage bus, I pray that I will be given the wisdom and the strength to guide the bus that is St. Peter's, as we continue to travel through this world, sharing in our Lord's suffering, anticipating that one day we will share in his glory, and that in our pilgrimage, we will know him to be the Messiah of God, because he is the Lord Jesus Christ.